Locked On Broncos host Cody Rourke.
Here we go!
On the Jim Davis Show on the team.
826 with us right now. Locked On Broncos podcast host, soon to be part of Mile High Sports in Denver. Cody Rourke, good morning, Cody. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, doing well. How are the preparations for moving to Denver? How's that going for you?
You know, it's fun. Fun as always, trying to get everything going, the moving truck, cleaning the house, you know, all that stuff. But last week I went down to Denver to kind of get acclimated with everything that's, you know, get the transition, the process, and actually had a chance to go at the Dove Valley last Thursday. So it's been fun. It's been fun, and it's going to be even more hectic towards the end of the month.
No doubt about it. Broncos going through OTAs right now. They have today off. They're back at it tomorrow. And from what you've been able to watch, whether it's been in person or whether it's been on some of the video from the Broncos about OTAs, what's been the takeaway initially on the offense? Because I know that Courtland Sutton said yesterday reminds him a lot of what they did in 2019. They spent a lot of time working on the red zone portion of their offense with Nathaniel Hackett and Justin Outten, the new offensive coordinator. What's been the takeaway for you from what you've seen so far?
Well, obviously, the cliche answer is Russell Wilson is definitely in control of things on the offensive side of the ball. A lot of people are wowed by what he's been able to do, just his accuracy and just how attention to detail he is in his preparation. It's something that many people have told me stands out about him. But also Greg Dulcich, the Broncos rookie tight end that they drafted from UCLA, he's also been turning heads as well, you know, dating back to rookie minicamp just about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. And then this week, getting, you know, on the field with the veterans during OTAs, he's been one of those guys that stood out. So it's going to be very hard to ignore Dulcich this upcoming season, something that even Russell Wilson has name-dropped Dulcich as well. So, I mean, anytime your franchise quarterback's dropping you by name, it means that you're turning heads in practice. And, you know, yeah, it's against air, it's OTAs, but this is the important part. This is where you work on chemistry with one another. This is where you work on install, carrying over playbook concepts onto the field, and as you talked about, working in the red zone, where the Broncos were bottom 10 last season. They've been a bottom 10 red zone offense for the last several years, and so now they're hoping that they can become a top 10 unit in that category. And if that's the case, the Broncos will have a lot of success here this upcoming season.
Yeah, I think during this playoff drought, 19th in red zone offense was the highest ranking they've had. So it has been a problem for a very, very long time. And when you look at Russell Wilson and his relationship right now with Nathaniel Hackett, we're still in the very early stages, but that was part of the problem in Seattle, the disconnect between Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson about what those two thought the offense should look like with the Seahawks. And kind of take us through how you see the relationship right now with Hackett and Russell Wilson in terms of picking the brain of Wilson offering up his thoughts and how that's working with Justin Outten as the offensive coordinator of integrating Russell Wilson's desires into this offense.
Yeah, it's about kind of marrying the two concepts of the outside zone offense that Nathaniel Hackett's familiar with, something that Green Bay utilized with the run game. But ideally, it's marrying that with what Russell Wilson is super good at, throwing on the run, moving out, play action. There's a lot of different things that they want to do. And one thing that Nathaniel Hackett did say is, you know, I want to know what Russ likes. I want to know what Russ dislikes. And I want to find a way how we could be on the same page. There is that collaboration there. You know, with Pete Carroll, it's like, hey, this is the offense we're going to run. We're going to run it this way. We're going to run the ball. We're not going to throw the ball in this situation. I didn't really offer much input to Russell Wilson from that kind of standpoint, you know, and something that I feel like he has earned over his career is the ability to be able to do that. I mean, you reach this rare echelon of quarterbacks that, you know, pre-snap are allowed to check out of something, right? We think about the Patrick Mahomes's, the Aaron Rodgers, Justin Herbert's now getting to that point. But, like, Russell Wilson's been one of those guys that, you know, pre-snap, he can come to the line of scrimmage and say, hey, kill, kill, kill. We have to change this based on the defensive front. He's very good at identifying that. And that's even something that Justin Simmons said stands out the most about Russell Wilson is that, hey, he already comes in, he already knows pre-snap what the defense is in. He's very smart at picking that apart, and it just goes to his film study. So it's really about marrying what Russell Wilson is good at, what Russ likes, with what Nathaniel Hackett and this offense can do to take advantage of opposing defenses. So I think that the collaboration is completely there. It's 100% open, which is a good sign. You know, Nathaniel Hackett is doing for Russell Wilson what Pete Carroll refused to do, and we could see it pay off big.
Locked On Broncos podcast host, soon to join the Mile High Sports radio family over in Denver. Cody Rourke with us this morning on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. Peter King released his power rankings heading into the season. Denver's 14th. The problem is that Denver, of the AFC West teams, is last in those rankings. Vegas is right ahead at number 13. You have, of course, the Los Angeles Chargers, who Peter King thinks very highly of as the number two team behind Buffalo. Kansas City, number three. So your impression of those rankings, Cody, and is that a fair place to put the Broncos at number 14?
I think 14 is a fair place with just the fact that the Raiders – look, granted, they have a lot of new changes. Yes, they traded for Devontae Adams. Yes, they acquired Chandler Jones. Outside of that, I don't understand what the hype is right now about the Raiders. They have a very, very good team. Do not get me wrong, but I feel like the moves that Denver has made have put them in a better trajectory. And really, Denver's issues against the Raiders the last couple of seasons has really been the offensive side of the ball. And granted, you know, Derek Carr has carved up the Broncos, you know, last couple of years as well defensively with the quick passing game. Denver, I think, is more intact. And, you know, I get it. They're going with the whole Josh McDaniels hype train right here as a big reason why. There's still a lot of questions as to what they're going to do going forward. So I think the Raiders spot is a little interesting ahead of the Broncos. But then again, you know, I think the AFC West is going to be a coin flip this year, I think, between any of those teams. Unfortunately, it's going to you can't have four teams in the playoffs, but I think you can have three. It's up to Denver to take advantage of that early part of the schedule, get some wins while Kansas City faces one of the toughest six-game starts in the entire NFL. If Denver can do that, I think that, you know, at the end of the year, we'll see how the power rankings really go. But, you know, like for me, power rankings, they're always an interesting conversation piece, but definitely don't hold a lot of merit.
Cody York joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. And it's kind of like when Pro Football Focus puts out rankings. And look, I appreciate the time, the work that they put into their rankings. But you can take them for what they are, or you can lose your mind if you're a Broncos fan about Javonte Williams being ranked behind Josh Jacobs and Najee Harris, or Randy Gregory being the only Broncos edge rusher ranked, and what about Bradley Chubb and all these kind of things. I think you can get really caught up in that stuff if you're a fan and you're outraged that why don't they think this team's better than what I think they are. I just find that kind of interesting of the outrage about some of these Pro Football Focus rankings.
Yeah, well, and I can tell you this. I think there's some things that Pro Football Focus does that has value. You know, when we talk about charting the percentage of snaps, I think that's probably the most valuable thing they do, in my opinion. But the grades, though, they have no idea. Like the analysts who break down and give these grades do not know the coverage of a defensive player. They do not know what that player is coached to do, what his aiming point is. They just look at it based off of the scale, and they try to apply it to the game tape that they watch, and that's always the frustrating thing. But, you know, most NFL GMs, agents, they don't care about PFF grades, because anytime they try to bring up a PFF grade in a contract negotiation, a lot of times the agent will get laughed out of the building. So, you know, that when I do see PFF grades and things like that, I always encourage fans, like, hey, don't invest too much stock into it, because they don't have all the information, and players have a field day with laughing at PFF grades as well. So,
well, good to know that. Just,
yeah, it's usually those outrage pieces. But you know what, Jim? It is good for getting engagement, and I'd say that's one thing that PFF does really well.
It certainly does. Hey, Cody, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, and we'll grab you again next week.
Absolutely, Jim. Thank you so much, and go Tigers.
All right, Cody Rourke, Locked On Broncos podcast host, soon to be part of the Mile High Sports Radio family over in Denver.